Public comment begins on a proposed expansion of the Kensington Mine, and a Southeast Alaska tribe teaches the gardening practice and the history of the Tlingit potato. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Kensington Gold Mine south of Haines applied to the U.S. Forest Service for a permit to expand operations and extend the life of the mine by a decade. An opportunity for public comment in Haines is part of the process. Claire Strempel reports.
About a dozen Core Alaska employees brought maps and materials to the Haynesboro Public Library on Wednesday evening. They were available for 3 hours to any resident curious about plans to expand tailings facilities and waste rock disposal at the mine site. A handful of residents turned out to look at the maps and ask questions. The Kensington Mine is in the borough of Juneau, but it's only 35 miles south of Haines on the Lynn Canal. Core Alaska's Mike Kiesling says it's worth the trip.
Haines is very close to Kensington, and so we feel like it's an important community to come and talk to the folks and make sure that they understand what we're doing.
He's the general manager of the Kensington Mine. His plan is to make space for more mine waste so operations can continue until 2033. 13 of his employees live here in Haines. He sees another decade of mine life as a win for the community and the region.
So extending mine life definitely keeps folks employed, and it definitely extends the employment for those folks, and also it helps with the impacts on the local economies. Not only is it our direct employees, but we support many businesses in all over Southeast Alaska.
The comment period isn't so much about jobs, however. It's about environmental concerns. Matt Reese of the U.S. Forest Service was on hand to explain.
So really what the whole idea behind the NEPA process is it's really about disclosing impacts to the environment.
Reese is the Minerals Programs Manager for the Tongass National Forest. Since Kensington Mine is on National Forest land, any expansion must go through an environmental review process per the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. This is the first 45-day public comment period.
So the big thing we're looking for, really, is any issues or concerns that the public has on what's been proposed. It's trying to come up with things that maybe that we've missed, or special concerns that folks have.
U.S. Forest Service will use the community comments to decide if they want to come up with alternatives to Core Alaska's proposed plan. Then all of the options will get looked at by specialists, like hydrologists and fishery and wildlife biologists. Finally, it all goes back to the public for another comment session before the agency makes a decision. The idea is to make sure the public knows what's happening on public land.
So we're in the very initial part of the process.
Regional environmental groups have voiced concerns about the mine in the past. Just this year, CORE was fined over $500,000 for environmental violations at the Kensington Mine. But no strong opposition from local conservation groups was apparent at the meeting. So far, 5 people have made comments on the project. The comment period is open until November 7th, 2019. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
For the third year in a row, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska partnered with the Forest Service to grow Tlingit potatoes. Alaska natives have cultivated these tubers in Southeast for several hundred years. Now the tribe is trying to raise the profile of the crop, both as an important cultural link and as a potential tool in its drive for food security. KCAW's Ari Snyder reports.
In the Forest Service parking lot, David Kanosh is thanking the various clans of the region before sharing the history of the Tlingit potato with a group of volunteers and students who have come out to help with the harvest.
And there are many stories that run among the Kagwantan, the Deshitan, the Tluknakhadi, the Kiksadi. Many of the clans have their stories about how the potato, the kunt, was brought here.
The Tlingit potato, also known as Maria's potato, is well suited to Southeast Alaska. It thrives in rainy conditions and shows a natural resistance to slugs. Historically, Tlingit people planted them by the beach at the forest's edge, where there was ample sunlight and plenty of seaweed and fish gut fertilizer. In 2017, the Forest Service teamed up with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska to promote the crop, which some people still grow at home. And today, the small plot by the Forest Service office is ready to be harvested. The volunteers dive in, gently unearthing the long, finger-like potatoes. According to potato expert Elizabeth Cunibe, scientists used to believe the potatoes of Alaska were brought here by European colonists, but recent genetic studies disprove that idea.
They could tell that they weren't grown in European soils.
Rather, the Tlingit potato is related to certain South American tubers and arrived in Southeast Alaska several hundred years ago, likely through Tlingit voyages and trade routes. While this revelation may have been new to the scientific world, it was already common knowledge within the native communities of Southeast. Tammy Young, Cultural Resources Coordinator at Sitka Tribe of Alaska, says oral histories tell of long voyages to the south in which the Tlingit would have come into contact with other native people growing or trading these foreign potatoes.
We're told that they could be part of a story that is told through the Kagwantan clan. They have a story where canoes went down all along the coastline.
Young has been involved with the potato project since the start. In addition to carrying on a tradition, she sees cultivating potatoes as one way for the tribe to fight food insecurity.
The long-term goal is addressing food security. So, you know, we hope that as each year as we gather, that people are taking potatoes and keeping them to plant in their own gardens.
Last year, they harvested about 90 pounds, most of which was distributed through the tribe's food pantry. This year, Young is hoping for more.
What the heck? Oh, I need to get water.
When the harvest is over, David Kanosh shares the story of the Tlingit who returned to Alaska with new crops from the south.
And then they became known as Sikhkakhuwedi, those who keep gardens. So as much as we call ourselves the people of the tide, because many of our foods are found in the waters and at the tide level, we also had gardens, Sikhkakhuwedi, the ones who keep gardens. Even in my village of Angoon, our fish camp of our family and our clan still has potatoes.
While most of the potatoes harvested today will end up on a dinner plate, some will be stored through the winter as seed for next spring, when a centuries-old gardening tradition begins another season. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.